This is Off the Pitch, episode number 10. I'm Steven Anderson, host of Off the Pitch. In today's episode, we will be discussing San Antonio FC's 1-0 victory over Sacramento Republic FC, the play of Diego Restrepo in net, Cyprian Hendricks' return to the pitch, SAFC's wall of defense returns for a match, and looking ahead to Saturday's match against Reno 1868 FC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Off the Pitch. And hello everyone, welcome to the show. It should be a great one tonight, and as always, thank you for joining us. So looking at SAFC, it was a good week last Saturday for San Antonio FC as they came away with a 1-0 victory over Sacramento Republic FC. And, you know, going into the match, there were some people not really sure what SAFC was going to be bringing to the table because of, you know, injuries and inconsistent play and all that. But it was a really good match for San Antonio FC to really come out and take control as they did. And they really got some balls to the net, and they really created some chances, much like we've seen in the last few weeks whenever Darren Powell switched the formation a little bit. So ever since then, it's been a little bit of a work of art for SAFC because they've really been playing very, very well as of late, getting some wins that they knew they needed to get, for example, against Portland, and now Saturday against Sacramento. So let's look at the match from last Saturday. SAFC got one goal in the game, and the only goal of the game from Cesar Elizondo just before halftime, 43 minutes into the match. He was literally given a gift of a beautiful ball from Ethan Bryant, his first assist of the season. He put the ball perfectly right onto a running Elizondo, who slotted the ball home, and that would be the game winner. So the second half was really the play of Diego Restrepo. He made some big saves in the first half, but the second half was really where he came out and he shined the best, did Diego. Diego played very, very well. And, you know, one thing, when you see Diego play the way he's played in the past few matches, it shows you why he won Goalkeeper of the Year in 2017. He's played very, very well on all sides of the ball. He's done very, very well. So Diego Restrepo had some big saves, and none was bigger than in the second half, particularly when Sacramento came out strong in that second half. And I was worried. I even tweeted out that night, how would SAFC respond to the play from Sacramento coming out of halftime? Because as we all know, that's been one of the struggles for San Antonio coming out of halftime is the play of the opponent and not really responding to that play of their opponent. But Saturday night was a completely different story. Yes, we saw Sacramento come out aggressive. We saw, you know, them put some shots to net, but San Antonio's defense was up for the challenge early, and it remained consistent throughout the match. At 55th minute, Diego Restrepo made a huge save as he literally punched the ball out. Later on in the half, he made another diving save. Him and Cyprian Hendrick and Restrepo both came up big for SAFC, and thusly both earned two of the three standout player awards on redblack90.com for that match. Diego Restrepo earned Man of the Match honors following Saturday's match. And let me tell you, Diego has done very, very well for himself these past couple of matches. And it's really starting to show he really is not only the last line of defense for San Antonio in net, but the guys around him for the first time all season really came out and really showed their keeper, this is why we want you in net. This is why you're the one who's going to be leading us, you know, most of the season. So Diego Restrepo has done very, very well for himself. But let's look at someone else who got some playing time for the first time in a long time, and that's Cyprian Hendrick. Cyprian Hendrick put his body on the line, quite literally, you know, particularly in that second half. Who knows how this match would have gone if it was not for Cyprian Hendrick. Cyprian Hendrick really came out strong. He won some duels. He stopped the attack from Sacramento early in the match as well. But in that second half, he really put his body on the line. He would help out Restrepo late in the match, whenever Sacramento was looking for the equalizer, he would literally kick the ball out of harm's way. At one point, Mikey Lopez helped out, Greg Cochran helped out, but Cyprian Hendrick was the main man other than Restrepo on the defensive side of the ball for San Antonio. San Antonio's defense was suffocating. They didn't really allow Sacramento to get set up much. But if you look at the stats, 21 corner kicks for Sacramento. So Sacramento had their chances. Don't get me wrong. Sacramento really had chances. They came out strong, but that's something that you may not be a fan of if you're SAFC, but I'm sure Darren Powell will take the victory. We're going to look at the standings as well later on, but to see where San Antonio is at the end of the week on Sunday, but not coming up for this weekend, it'd be a big match as well. So, but yeah, so Cyprian Hendrick, amazing out there. He did take two shots late in the match, one to, I believe it was the groin area, the other was the stomach. He was down for quite some time. He even had received some treatment from the training staff on the pitch for a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see if Cyprian Hendrick is ready to go for Saturday's match or what happens regarding Cyprian, because Darnell King, we know, was suspended for Saturday's match. He most likely will be back in uniform and ready to go against Reno. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Powell does with Cyprian Hendrick out there and really getting going. So now we look at the SAFC defense. And let me tell you guys, as inconsistent as the defense has been for San Antonio this season, Saturday really was like one of those games where they just turned it around and they really came out strong and they really did what they needed to do on that side of the net. And that is something that I feel that was good for them. They needed to come out strong. They needed to be aggressive. And that's exactly what they did. Their defense was suffocating, particularly in the second half. Again, there was a few times where I thought, you know, for sure this is going to be a goal for Sacramento, and SAFC just managed to keep the ball out of net, and, you know, they did well for themselves. Now they're going to have to put up another strong performance because Reno is coming into town ready to go, and it's going to be interesting to see how they do as well. But Reno is a very, very good team here. They are also coming in with SAFC looking to try to get some points to stay up above the standings, and SAFC wants points too. So it's going to be an interesting match, but SAFC's defense needs to be up to par with what it was last Saturday. And I mean, talking to Greg Cochran after one of the matches earlier in the season, he says our confidence needs to be high. We have to believe in ourselves. And I believe that is what San Antonio FC is doing. They are believing in themselves. They are coming out strong. They are being aggressive. And these last few weeks, ever since that formation change from Darren Powell, seems to have proved that. It really has seemed to have proved that their defense has been consistent. It's been strong. It's been very, very good over the last few weeks. Yesterday, I know they had maybe a loss here and there. Maybe they had a draw. They lost a match they maybe should have won, or they drew in a match that maybe they should have won. But overall, these last few weeks for SAFC have been a huge turnaround from the start of the season, and you cannot sit there and deny that. So this is a good move for San Antonio. They got two big wins. One was against Portland, a come-from-behind win two Saturdays ago. Then last Saturday, it was Sacramento. So there's no denying that those two matches are huge. And if you're a San Antonio FC, if you're Coach Powell, you're happy with where you are right now. And we're going to look at those standings in just a moment. But let's continue talking about this match here for San Antonio FC. And let me just say a couple of things, guys. Let me just say a couple of things here. For one, Diego Restrepo, number one, very, very good in net. I don't think we need to go any more over that. SAFC, scored first in a USL match for the first time since May 19th against Tulsa. As we all know, San Antonio FC would draw 1-1 with Tulsa that night in a match they really should have won, as I said. And you got to wonder if that match will come back to haunt them. Let's hope not, but let's see how the season plays out. Talking more about the defense, San Antonio FC won 1-0, and with that 1-0 win, they collected their fourth clean sheet of the season. Ethan Bryant continues to show more of his potential, as his interception and ball out to Elizondo for the first half goal was the main part of that whole sequence. Was Ethan Bryant. He's 18 years old, but he continues to display his quickness, his skilled footwork, and he also cleared the ball with Sacramento on the attack, so he has been playing very well as well. And let's not forget about one guy, Ryan Felix. He played a big part in keeping Sacramento off the scoreboard. He key clearances. He battled the ball away from Sacramento on the attack. He cleared the ball at the line to keep SAFC in front. And of course, he, Hendrick, and Restrepo all played their part to keep Sacramento off the scoreboard and collect 3 points for San Antonio. Going off of the bad, well, let's also not forget that Sacramento had full control of the second half, which is not something you want if you're Darren Powell. But with that said, the visiting side had 72% possession in the second 45 minutes of action, but San Antonio responded well defensively. But going into future matches, you don't want to see a team control that much of the second half, and will you be as lucky? Will one goal be enough against other teams? That remains to be seen. I'm not really sure at all how that's going to be playing out, because if you're Coach Powell, that little stat right there may not make you too happy. Let's just say that. So we're going to turn over now to look at Saturday's match against Reno 1860. So San Antonio FC will now be taking on Reno 1868 FC. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how these two teams match up against each other. So really quickly, the history with these two clubs. Saturday's match will be the fourth meeting between the two teams. San Antonio FC won the only match played at Toyota Field, which will be last year at Toyota Field. San Antonio FC is 1-0-2 in all time. And San Antonio has lost in Reno last month 2-1. It was a very physical matchup. It was a very, heated rivalry going on. There was a total of 7 yellow cards. Omar Gordon scored the lone goal for San Antonio. So that's that there. And it's going to be an interesting match to see how San Antonio really comes out and plays this, because they're going to need to be strong and aggressive on the attack, and they're going to need to be do well defensively as well. So now let's continue to look at how things will go for San Antonio FC as we continue to look here. So SAFC's current formation looks like this: 2 draws, a loss, and 2 wins. Reno has a draw, 2 wins, and 2 other draws. So 3 draws total for Reno, 2 wins. 2 draws, 2 wins for San Antonio FC, and 1 loss. So SAFC is 4-2-1 on the season, and Reno is 3-5-0 on the season. SAFC has a total of 20 points. They are 9th in the USL West, and Reno is 7th. They have 22 points. So another huge match here for San Antonio. So San Antonio FC look to complete their 3-game homestand with a victory, sweeping all 3 matches. Let's hope they do. And if you're San Antonio FC, you feeling pretty confident about yourself, particularly after that match last Saturday. That's good news. So let's look at this, how it works here. The 2 results have been massive for San Antonio FC. Hendrick played well. Darnell King was suspended, and Hendrick was very impressive. You know, that's good news. Restrepo was superhuman. I even called him that to Coach Powell after the match. He was superhuman. Was Restrepo 9 saves, 4th clean sheet of the season for SAFC, despite 70% possession for Sacramento. Ethan Bryant, Darren Powell switched it up, leaving Alex Bruth on the bench. He went with Ethan Bryant instead. Also good news. Now, Reno. Reno's coming into the match after drawing 2-2 at Tulsa last weekend. Reno has not lost a match in league play since April 14th, which is a season record of 11 straight matches. That includes the victory over SAFC. So this is going to be an interesting matchup for San Antonio. Reno is unbeaten on the road this season. While SAFC, we know they play very, very well at Toyota Field, so they're going to look for their first sweep of this homestand. It's going to be interesting. So as we continue to look at this match for San Antonio FC, Reno's unbeaten on the road. SAFC plays well at home. With the way San Antonio FC has played these past 2 matches, I just don't see them losing, to be honest with you. It's going to be a hotly contested matchup. It's going to be a fun one. But in the end, I think SAFC pulls out the victory and takes all 9 points on this homestand on the road next week to Colorado Springs. So that's what I think. I'm hoping it's a win for San Antonio FC. And of course, we do hope all of you head out to Toyota Field tomorrow night to really get out there, enjoy it, have some fun, and above all, make a lot of noise, because the team is definitely going to be needing it. But, you know, for right now, we're just going to talk about a few things here. So San Antonio FC defensively has played very well, and that's very important if you are Coach Powell, if you are, you know, SAFC. They needed maybe get some things better on the offensive end, because offensively, who knows what could have happened last weekend. They are fortunate one goal was enough, but later on against Reno, against Real Monarchs, against OKC, against other teams, who knows? Even the lower half of the teams like OKC and RGV and Tulsa, one goal might not be enough. We saw that already with Tulsa already a few weeks ago. So they need to get things clicking more on the offensive end. They are creating chances. That's good news. So I think they have to put those chances away, and they're getting their chances. There's no doubt about it. So putting them away is the next part of it. But for right now, if you're Coach Powell and SAFC, you like where this is going. So that's very, very good news if you're Coach Powell. So on that note, I'm going to say goodnight, because I'm a little under the weather. So I came on, I do promise you guys every Saturday a show. So that's what I'm going to do. No matter if I'm under the weather or not, a little show here should not be a problem for me. So it's definitely not. So to show my appreciation to you guys after Saturday's match, if you're listening to this on Saturday morning, please do not forget and leave us your comments following the match on RB90 Football, the Red Black 90 on Twitter. It will be there, and also on Off the Pitch, our show Twitter account. You can tweet me at @TheStephenA_. And of course, I will be putting out game threads tomorrow night. SAFC, Reno 1868 FC, the two teams will be taking on each other. So it should be a fun one as always. And we're going to say goodnight for now. But until then, enjoy your weekend, enjoy your day, and of course, we will talk to you next Saturday when SAFC takes on Colorado Springs FC. So until next Saturday, we will talk to you then, and so long, everybody.